I think, first of all, I really, you know, I think I need to get this off my chest. I want to apologize to my, you know, to the ownership of the New York Giants, those guys, because, you know, they the one that believed in me. The GM, Jerry Reese, my coaches, and most importantly, my teammates and the fans. You know, my teammates, we go on the field every day, you know, we battle together. You know, we spend time off the field together. So, you know, I really didn't want, you know, want this to be, you know, all about me and taking the attention away from the team, because it's about the team first. So I feel like I had to say that.
Was it something that came as a surprise to you? I mean, you know, the positive test, I guess, because I know you planned to appeal, I think, right, and then decided not to, or...
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and get into the specifics about, you know, it wasn't a prize. You know, I made a mistake. There's a consequence to everything that you do. And I got to be man enough to accept them and move on. And that's the phase I'm at now.
J-Ron, how are you planning to move on?
Staying focused. You know, I have expectations of, you know, my coaches have expectations of me. And I've had expectations for myself. And like I said, we all humans, we make mistakes. And right now I'm just focusing on football, you know, myself, staying focused. And, you know, surrounding myself with good people, you know, and family, who's always been there for me. So that's my focus right now.
Seeing what happened to Will Hill, is this something that you've learned from and are able to move on?
Of course. You know, we all human beings. You know, we all have... A second chance. We all get a second chance in life, and it's not about, you know, the mistake that's made. It's about how you overcome and how you move forward, and how you approach the situation, and just staying positive. You know, can't dwell on the past. We got to move on.
John, I know you don't want to go into specifics and test, but you have a drug issue that you need to address. Do you have to do treatment or counseling or anything like that?
I dealt with the issues I had to deal with when it initially happened, and right now I'm moving on. You know, I do seek counseling, but at the same time, right now it's not about, you know, what I'm doing outside of football. It's about football right now.
J-Ron, knowing that you have to put the career on hold for 4 weeks at least to serve the suspension, what can you do so that you can keep your focus and not stray? I mean, you're going to be away from the team, you're going to be away from the facility. I mean, you're going to have a lot of free time on your hands. So what? How do you stay focused? How do you, you know?
Well, first of all, I'll be here. You know, I'll be here, you know, as much as I can. You know, I think I owe a lot to, you know, the organization and to my team and to myself. So, you know, really just, you know, focus in, man. Get some extra work in, you know, make sure I'm staying in shape. That's pretty much it, focusing on football.
How long ago was it when you said you learned that you failed the drug test and you know that this, did you know that this suspension was coming?
Well, you know, this was something that went on last season. You know, I was trying to appeal it, and, you know, then go the ball didn't bounce my way. And I'm not going to sit here and go over, you know, like I said before, not go over all those things. You know, right now it's about dealing with the issue and moving on, and not dwelling on what happened and what could have happened. And, you know, right now it's about dealing with it, you know, apologize to my team and moving on.
J-Ron, from a football perspective, there are a lot of veteran corners on this team right now. How do you think this situation impacts your standing on the depth chart and on the roster?
With, you know, facing a suspension, I think there's going to be some roster move. You got to move on, you know, as a team. You know, some guys got to step up. Some guys, you know, they got to make the proper moves for the team. And, you know, and like I said, it's consequences to everything. And, you know, right now, from this point on, I'm basically, you know, working my way back up and, you know, gaining respect of my teammates and its ownership of the team and my coaches.
Do you think the league needs to reassess the policy, substance abuse?
That's the NFL. I have no, you know, I'm just a player in this league, so I have no comments about that. But like I said, I'm moving on, man, and trying to do better and want to do better. So
why did
that's
you,
it.
Why did you appeal?
I'm not gonna get into that. You know, just much respect to your question, but I'm not gonna get into that. But you know, I'm moving forward.